everybody. Welcome back to another episode of State of the Shunion, this time NBA Finals edition. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
And I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
Is it the NBA Finals?
Currently.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. You mentioned a game. I just assumed it was the finals.
Yeah, game six is tomorrow, and...
Hey, keep the listener in mind. By the time this episode comes out, when is game six?
Game six has already happened. Oh, well, Tuesday, 8 o'clock.
And man, wow, what a game it was. Can you believe that team won?
Wow, it was just, honestly, groundbreaking.
That MVP put up a lot of points.
No one saw it. Well, they're the most valuable. And
exactly,
place value in numbers.
That's capitalism shrugging, I guess. I don't know.
Bigger number, better person, baby. Come on now.
Hey, I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry, and this is the Shoe Podcast.
We're doing it again. I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
Already introduce ourselves at the top?
Yeah.
This is a fumbling episode, if there were one. And that's because Segway Kitchen Sink. Coming right at you. Is it an SOS update? Is it just things we had that we needed to get off our chest? Are we scraping the bottom of the barrel for content? You decide.
Yeah. And don't tell us.
Don't tell us because we don't want to know.
Feelings.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. Let's give them some context. We skipped the episode last week. Mm. Life's been pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know about on your end. I'll give a quick update real quick.
Let me hear it.
My fiance and I just set our wedding date. So,
snaps and chat, people. Snaps and chat.
For anyone out there that has got married before, I feel like you probably know. Yeah, well, Tanner especially, are so married. But anyone that's done a wedding, you know what a hurdle that is and everything that goes into that. So, yeah, last week, a little chaotic because we were getting that finalized. But wedding plans chugging along happily.
Yeah, well, I think you left a key part of what makes your wedding planning more difficult. Is you're planning a wedding in Louisiana that is not going to be in Louisiana.
That is correct, yeah. So
a little level of difficulty.
I guess it kind of does. I have no frame of reference because I've never planned one before. So I guess to me, I'm just like, just feels tough.
I don't have a frame of reference of planning a wedding not in the state, but from my reference of in-state.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a little bit more difficult. Yeah,
let's just say no one has a good time, I guess.
It's tough, but honestly,
I mean, Amanda and I do, but just not with the venue. We have our own good time.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Make the best of it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Still got a baby, so, you know.
That's your update?
Yeah. A little sleep regression, so that's kind of...
Oh, that's good.
No.
Regression, not progression.
Yeah, no, regression.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, we could scrap the first 3 minutes of this episode, and society would be for the better for it, but... I think we leave it in.
We're going to Elon Musk our way through this.
This is humbling to show people that even 105 episodes in, this is 105 for those of you keeping score at home, they still find their way every time.
Yeah.
We don't have it all figured out. You know, your parents aren't superheroes. You grow up thinking that they are because they look like they do so much. They're just trying to get by day to day.
Is it 105 or 106? Because we have an episode zero. Or is it 105 and a half? What are we counting zero?
I think this is
01.
I guess it's technically 106, but it's not hot 107.9. I know that much.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fair.
Shout out Lafayette. I guess that's a niche reference. Okay. I don't know how to segue into our kitchen sink of an episode.
That's can we just the garbage disposal on.
It's a mess. Listen, I'm not asking you to clean it up the best way. Just get it cleaned.
Yeah, please. Throw some ice cubes in there.
Okay, let me tell you about my latest thing in the sneaker world that I've been enjoying. So there's a ShoeTuber. That's a YouTuber that focuses on shoe content for you boomers out there. Mm. There's a ShoeTuber I like to follow named Seth Fowler. He started doing this series inspired by a different YouTuber where he starts off with $20 and his goal is to build a bigger sneaker collection by way of using the $20 to buy whatever shoes he can in whatever condition he can, maybe cleaning them, restoring them, and then flipping them, i.e. reselling them on the secondary market. I think he's like 5 episodes in now. It's been especially interesting to me because I have like a loving itch for like going to like the Goodwills or like the Ross or the Marshalls. Because you see people post online all the time like, check out, can't believe found this sitting on the rack at Burlington.
Yeah. I want to be them.
Yeah, well, don't we all? So it's been enjoyable for me to watch because I thought the series was going to tank because the first 4 episodes, maybe the first 3 really, are him just going places and not really finding anything of value, which in a way it's kind of nice to see. It's kind of humanizing. You're like, oh, okay, this Instagram experience where you just see people having come-ups all the time at Marshall's,
yeah,
not really reality. But he's starting to get some shoes now that he can clean and resell and everything. And then, you know, once you get past having $100 in the collection, then you can start like entering stuff on sneakers and raffles and stuff and
really making the money.
High dollar items that would go up.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see the grind, because like you said, usually, you know, Instagram or, you know, a lot of like the YouTube posts is usually just the highlights, and you don't really see the process of how often you have to go or how many times you do miss and the one time you do. So it's pretty cool to be able to follow that journey of like, hey, you can get to this pair of shoes. It's going to take a long time. Right. It's going to take a lot of effort. So it's pretty cool to see kind of like that unedited, I guess, more approach to it.
Yeah. So I'm very much someone that enjoys, as I said, going to Goodwill and picking up shoes if I can find them. Like, I actually have two pairs right now. I have a pair of Jordans and a pair of Dunks that I'm trying to sell online. So I like doing that every now and then, because then it kind of frees up the money to maybe get these other shoes that I've wanted that I wasn't able to get for retail and I can't really justify spending resale on. So my question to you, Tanner Ross Young, aka at tween.angst, could you ever see yourself getting into the, you know, maybe not a day-to-day, it's not trying to replace your job, but even just as like a little side hobby, going out thrifting, trying to pick up some shoes, clean them, list them online and resell them?
No.
Why not?
I just know that I know that I wouldn't do that, because whenever I was cleaning out my collection, I was just going to go to Goodwill and just donate them. And then my neighbor was outside and I was like, do you want these? And he was like, I will take all of them. So even with shoes that I didn't have to thrift and could have made, you know, $20 here, $50 there, maybe $100 on a pair of shoes, I could have made a couple hundred dollars. I just was like, it is not worth taking pictures of every single shoe, listing it, dealing with people online, and then, you know, having to like send it off and deal with, you know, if they get it, they don't want it, a return or whatever it was. It's not worth it.
You know what I'm hearing though? I'm hearing someone that hasn't sold on GOAT though. And this is not a plug for GOAT. GOAT's not sponsoring the show here, but like, GOAT is like pretty straightforward. Like, you just put the pictures, no messaging. You can't communicate with the person.
Yeah.
And with it going to an authentication center, you know, there's no risk of the buyer getting it and not wanting it, and then you get stuck with that burden, or them claiming they got some shoe that you didn't send them. I guess there's risk of like GOAT maybe doing that, but
so
just
I could.
Not worth your time.
I think with the shoes that I had, I think the value that could have been like on them, I was like, it's not worth it to sell. But I wasn't thinking of the bulk and being like, oh, I could probably make
the sum of
$400 off of the amount of shoes. Right. It was just like, I don't feel like listing this for like $80.
That's a good point. If anyone wants to go watch that series I talked about, his name is Seth Fowler on YouTube. The first couple episodes, because you're starting off with $20, it is a lot of like he goes to Goodwill and buys like an Asics or what's that popular running brand? Brooks, like a Brooks shoe.
Yeah.
Like, and like buys it for $7, maybe sells it for like $22. Not high dollar, you know, like probably not worth your time, but you got to do a couple of those to get up enough money to like get a shoe for $20 that you can then sell for $60.
Exactly.
Which again is $40, but like if you do that three times, then you know, you do the math. I'm not on the clock right now.
And I want to go thrifting to like add more thrifting like pieces into like what I wear on a day-to-day basis, considering it's just like plain kind of like graphic tees. It's nothing wild. So being like, I could probably just do that instead to kind of expand my like closet, but then also not really providing
not
more
the
into like
the...
It. Yeah, and then going with kind of the fast fashion and things like that. So, but I've never been someone who's like, when I'm cleaning out my closet, shout out Eminem, to try and make some money off it. Like, even go to, like, a Plato's Closet, like, with, like, yeah. bags of clothes. And easy that would be is just to bring them a trash bag of clothes, have them sit through it and be like, this is what we'll take, and it's this amount of money. I'm like, they're not going to take everything, and I'm going to have to go to Goodwill eventually, so why not just give it all to Goodwill? Like, I've never been, like, the type of person to try and make some money off of flipping. So I know that I wouldn't.
You're a man of once you're done with something, you're done with something. You don't want to think about it.
I don't need like the which
time is money.
Sounds kind of arrogant, but I'm like, I don't really like. I'd be like, I could make $4 off this T-shirt, but I'm also like, okay, I don't need the $4 off this T-shirt.
Must be nice.
Yeah,
must be nice over there.
I know.
If you guys could see Tanner's camera, he's sitting in a like an inflatable pool of gold coins, like Scrooge McDuck right now.
I don't think the mic's picking it up, but
I can hear the coins chinking in the background there.
Ryan's got to do some serious auto editing.
I got a plugin that takes it all out on the back end. It's easy now. There Tanner paid for it with all of his gold coins, his doubloons.
It's worth it. That's all the T-shirts I never flipped.
Yeah, so last thing I'll say on the topic, I guess a life update. I've been selling some more of my shoes and a lot of my books I had on my bookshelf. I've been making bunches of eBay listings for right now, and I'm surprised with how they're going.
Nice.
Maybe a little F in the chat, a little moment of mourning. I got to say it quiet or else Amanda will come skin me alive, but just sold my Turbo Green Jordan 1s.
Wow.
She's very not happy about it, but I saw what they were reselling for. I realized I'm not wearing them that much, and
yeah.
I can put that money towards something I will wear much more.
There you go. And I think, you know, honestly, you know what? I think the is what I may do. Like, if I end up getting rid of shoes.
Here we go.
And I do know, like, okay, this probably has some value. If I, the only reason I would be like, hey, Ryan, do you want to list these and take like 60, 40% of whatever they sell for?
Okay. There just, it is.
And that I think that would be the thing to like. I would need somebody else to do. I know that I don't have the heart. I don't have the energy. I would just be like, whatever.
So easy. I feel like if you saw it, you would convince yourself because like
I think
we'll
so.
We'll get off the topic, but just to say like the two pairs that I've got over here, I bought you know a couple of weeks ago just because like I buy it just for fun. I'm not trying to make like my living off of it. It takes me like 5 minutes to take pictures of both, and then they just sit there until someone wants to pay what I'm asking or if I lower the price. But like,
yeah, that's nice.
I guess if you have the mentality, though, of like I'm trying to declutter and free up space than having them sitting there, I can understand also, how that's a burden.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's well, changing the process.
Very Marie Kondo ending on that little tidbit right there.
I do not.
You don't get that reference?
Yeah, well, no, I was going to say, what is it? I do not feel pleasure from this.
This does not spark joy for me.
There you go.
Okay. He gets the reference, but he's in on the reference.
I never watched it, but I saw the memes.
Marie Kondo? He's Marie Kinda.
I thought you were going to go with a housing good. Reference, but that was no, really no. good.
Marie Kondo? Marie Kinda. Say it again. The joke's so nice, I said it twice. Tanner, what do you got? Hit me with something from your kitchen sink.
Okay. So I don't want to give you examples because I don't want to lead you in a direction, but I do have a question with you that will come. So sneakers, okay. Scene one.
Wait, we're gonna talk about sneakers.
You've seen a million. Okay,
that's very true.
Let me tell you what. Yawn. Okay. Boring.
I'm bored by sneakers.
But guess what? Huh? Sneaker companies have also been like, wow, this is snooze fest. What do we got to do? Let's put a weird gimmick on the shoe.
Okay.
There's a ton out there. Again, I don't want to go into a listing of them because I do have a question for you and our lovely listeners. What is your favorite kind of gimmicky material or gimmicky thing that sneaker companies will put or add to a sneaker?
I would say it's probably got to be the gray fur found on the Tom and Jerry's Reebok Insta Pump Furies.
Very nice. Okay. Animal hair. Animal hair is one of the things I have on my list.
Wear away technology. Wear away. I don't know if you can call it technology even, but wear away. The paint changes something. The fabric, the upper fabric rips. Wear away. The shoes change. That's probably top tier.
I assume that that is where you would go. I know you're a big fan of that. We're all big fans of that. Mm-hmm. I agree. For me, you know, with the ESPY, you know, the New York to Paris that I have, I thought it was really good. The creases just have an extra pop to them if you're doing a natural wear and tear, or if you go ahead and take kind of that fingernail polish remover to it just to bring it out. I think it's really cool. It's really fun, and it's easier to do than the materials similar to the boy, what's the TV show? Kids and the Aliens. Upside Down. Number Jimmy 11. Neutron? No, that's Brain Blast. Fat ass.
Stranger. What? Stranger Things.
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron's mom was slammed. All right.
Okay, we are not going down that path on this show.
All right.
That's Patreon content right there. You want to hear Tanner's, because it's just Tanner, by the way. If you want to hear Tanner's thoughts on that, subscribe to the Patreon.
I'll pull Ryan into the conversation with Dexter's mom, but that's a different, you know. Yes, so Stranger Things, where you know, their collab with Nike, with the where Nike was like, burn the shoe.
Yeah,
I thought that was great. Other pieces of technology that I have,
Nike was like, burn the shoe, and fans were like, no. And then Colin Kaepernick was like, I kneel, and fans were like, now we burn the shoe.
Yeah, well, it wasn't fans. Remember? It was actually
right
was,
exactly right yeah, exactly
anti fans, honestly. Yeah. But other great gimmicky things that shoe companies have done, glow in the dark. They love glow in the dark. Glow in the dark.
Yeah.
Soles, the outsole is the biggest one. At night, very cool. During the day, awful.
It's unnoticeable, really.
But the thing is, as soon as you step outside, it's very noticeable when you look at the bottom of your shoe.
I guess.
All dirty.
I guess that's true.
All dirty.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Shows wear and tear poorly. Yeah.
Glow in the dark, glow in the dirt. Am I right?
Lord.
I'm two for two now.
You go ahead, you step into a nice sunny area. Oh, shoes changing colors.
That's a great one.
That's a pretty cool recent one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But gotta be cool when you do step into the sun, because that's mainly, you know, most of the time when you're going to be wearing a shoe. Is, so you gotta make sure that when it changes, very cool. The Vans, where it's polka dots, and then you go into the sun, and now they're flowers. I thought that's really good, because not in the sun, still a good-looking shoe. In the sun, a very good-looking shoe.
Yeah.
What was the one where it was like a heat map? Who did that? Concepts?
Civilist. Civilist Dunk Low. Yep.
In the sun, okay. I mean, kind of wild. Okay. Not in the sun, it's just a black shoe. And until someone breathes hot air on it, you're like, okay, well, that's fun, I guess.
I guess, whatever. It's a mood ring for your feet.
Then they were like, well, hold on now. What if the box also did it? And you're like, okay, all right, fine.
Okay,
you got
okay. Yeah, well, I guess packaging matters. I guess
I'll pay $986 for that. Hold on now. Okay, we got one element. Okay, changing. What about water on the shoe? Okay, we got that. We got water on the shoe. Also change colors. Doesn't last as much as the sun, but does change.
Yeah.
That's more of a custom, but still kind of, you know, still kind of cool to be able to do it. And then the last one that I could think of as like a gimmicky thing, Velcro.
Yeah.
Love, but you could put patches on it, you know?
True.
Which is getting kind of cool if you get good patches from the company. Most of the time, though, the patches are pretty lame. Like, they haven't come up with really cool patches, but you could put your own Velcro patch on there.
Right.
Which, you know, your personality gets to shine a little bit more with your shoes. You know, we'd like to have shoes being personable, and I thought
Velcro we like to have fun here.
Yeah. So that was the thing that I was like, what could my kitchen sink thing be? And it was like, I wonder what Ryan's, I had a feeling it was the wear away technology.
Okay. Gotcha. So that was, sorry. I was kind of nodding through it because I thought we had talked about a topic before we started recording. I thought this was a very long segue. I thought you were giving me 10 appetizers before the entree, I mistook the 10 small plates tapas as appetizers, but that was the meal.
Yeah.
And now I ate them all way too quick, and I'm like, wait, it's over? Mm-hmm. Damn.
Well,
okay.
There you go. No dessert.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Now when you put it that way, now I got to think about it some more. Well, it's still tearaway technology. Nike Adapts, auto-lacing.
Auto-lacing.
That's a great one. That's a great gimmick. Because, like, you know, it's very, very gimmicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still pretty cool.
Did you say your favorite from your series that you gave?
The paint, the wear away.
Okay.
Paint.
Okay. Wear away. So, got you.
Yeah. So less of the, more of like a material. So like the what was it? The Maui Wowies.
Yeah.
That just came out. And things like that, which is very cool. But I think the paint just is more, it's easier for people to DIY. I think it's a little bit right. more of an entry level. A lot more people are comfortable yeah. doing it rather than taking like a, you know, X-Acto blade to their shoe or just wearing them naturally or, you know, skating them as kind now, of their intended.
Where do Crocs fall on your list? Because Crocs have the little pegs that go on the top of the toes.
Yep, that's true. They do have those. I guess you could put those on there. I really would consider them sneakers, more of luxury wear, you know.
You know what I would say? This little snippet right here, this could be a whole episode where we do a tier list. A tier list of sneaker gimmicks. Yeah. And we do like, you know, S tier, A, B, A tier, B tier, and go all the way down the
list. Tier listing real popular right now.
Okay. Hey, let's make the content that the people want.
We have OBS.
I did find a free download online, so I guess I'm an influencer now.
Bada boom, baby.
We've had it for months now, but we still haven't done a video episode because we're barely finding the time in the week to do an audio episode. I don't know how I'm going to find the time to do video edits as well. I like to dream, though. I like to dream that it could happen.
There you go. We have the access. It was a free thing. You know, might as well.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Limited time deal. Limited time only. Okay. Last topic we've got here, one that we're going to tackle together. And I really have no idea how long we're going to be able to go on this thing because I feel like I don't even know that much about it. But the internet is buzzing right now with talks of a new Kanye album coming out this week. Tanner's done recording. Tanner hit the stop button already. He's over it.
Yeah, quick edit for you.
So really the only thing that I've seen like confirmed is that there is a listening event at, what is it? The Mercedes-Benz Stadium Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, that they're selling tickets to as a listening event. I think they've already done a couple smaller listening events. As best as I can tell from the track list that I've seen, I think it's a lot of the tracks that were supposed to end up on the album Yandy that was supposed to come out a while ago. Which, like, I'll be fair. I used to be way, like, up to my neck in the Kanye Kool-Aid. I'm now, ankles in it. Just, like, kind of, like, I'm barely there. It's so much work to try and keep up with, like, the leaked track names and, like, what they are anymore. All I know is that I think the track list is supposed to still have a song called Hurricane, which I remember hearing and liking a leak of. But I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
But all that to say, I think I've gotten so far out of the Kanye Kool-Aid pool after so much time in it, that now there's so much talk about there being a Kanye album and it's done and people are listening to it. And I'm like, how many of you have not been here before? Because this happens every time.
Every single album release. It's, this Friday, we're getting it. And then you wait all day and it's like, it's going to be late Friday. Why? Why would it be late on Friday? That
Saturday comes around, you start like texting your friends. What time is it in Australia? Oh, wait, they're ahead of us? What time is it? Who's behind us and what time is it there?
Yeah, no. It was 8 p.m., but it's probably like 8 p.m. in the final time zone. What's the final?
Exactly.
What's the time zone in the southern hemisphere? What is that? What do they work off
they're of? They're in winter right now, aren't they?
Yeah. Is it New Zealand time? What's going on? There's been a lot of rumors. Hurricane was one of the names that I've heard a lot, but like you said, we already knew that way before we got Jesus is King. The rumored of the features is crazy.
Yeah.
So either A, there's a couple different options. Option A, there's like 20 tracks on this album. Option B, there's a normal amount of tracks and there are like 3 features per song. Or, which is more than likely, the rumored list of features on the album is incorrect.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, like you said, I'm not in the Kanye wave pool anymore, but I'm definitely in the kiddie pool.
He said waves don't die, and maybe they haven't, but they are very gentle now. I couldn't wakeboard on these waves.
Well, so that's the thing. Instead of being at the front, like, you know how, like, when you were a kid,
yeah,
and you'd go to the water park and you were at the front of the wave thing because you wanted to get the biggest as you can,
right?
Yeah, no. I'm dad right now.
I'm in a pool chair.
Yeah, I've got the chair. I'm in the water, and I feel the waves, but they are very minimal.
Very minimal.
And so I'm like, okay, I hear Friday, and my first instinct is like, okay, yeah, sure.
It will not be Friday.
When I get the Spotify notification, okay, that Kanye released an album, then I'll believe it. But then,
when I'm done listening to it, I'll believe that it exists.
But then about 10 minutes go by, and I go, okay, what if Kanye does release an album?
Maybe he's different this time. Maybe he's changed. We're like in an abusive relationship with him.
Yeah. And I'm like, do I take off work just in case? Like, do I do that? But
yeah.
Then I remember when Ye came out, I listened to that thing on the way to work, whole album.
Yeah.
I parked and finished the album. I was like, wow, okay, all right.
Work can wait for me at this point.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love that album, but
it's a great album.
Kanye, you don't know. That is the duality of Kanye. That is what people love and hate about this man.
I will say, about a week or two ago, the photos started surfacing of Kanye wearing the mask, or like wearing like a t-shirt around his face as like a mask at a fashion show. And I immediately sent it to Tanner, and I was like, we're getting Yeezus again. Because Yeezus is my favorite era of Kanye, I very much want to believe that he's in that headspace. I'm fully expecting, though, that we're going to get another Yeezus album. I think he's just on that now. I don't know if divorce changed him. Maybe he's, you know, maybe it's not so much a Yeezus album anymore. But what I would give to have him go back to Yeezus era, you know?
Yeah. It's got to have some, I don't know, it's got to have something in there. Or maybe
a mask. Like, that's been a while since he did that, you know?
I know. So I'm curious as to how the album's going to be. Is it going to be an outlash? Is it going to be, you know, a heartbreak? Is it going to be Jesus is King because he's relying on his faith right now? There's so many. That's the thing about Kanye. We've seen so many different versions of Kanye and Yeezus that, you know, you really have no idea. I mean, honestly, he could come out with some weird, you know, Montana folk album and be like, man, that tracks.
And I'd be like, all right, I got to listen to it now. I got to defend this to all my peers now.
Got to do it. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, guys. We'll defend Kanye.
We'll see. The album's supposed to be titled Donda, which is, if you know, that's the name of his mother that passed away. Mm-hmm. But that's been like several times now that an album's supposed to be called Donda. Like, I think like Jesus King, before it came out, was supposed to be named like Love Everybody or something. And it was going to have a picture of like some guy that had been convicted of something. Like, you remember that story?
I do remember that, yeah.
It just like, there's so much that can change.
Not
until I'm done listening to it on Spotify will I believe that it has come out. You know, there's just too much to change.
I did also hear a rumor that with it being called Donda, that there is supposed to be a theme through all of the tracks of different, like her voice, whether it's voicemails or whatever it may be, or just audio of her. But it's supposed to be almost like samples throughout the album. And I don't know if they tie together. I mean, obviously, who knows if they're even going to be in the album.
Yeah.
Best
case scenario, when you're listening to this episode, there's also an album out, and you had to wait to listen to our episode because that album came out, which I'm not offended at all by it. I had to wait to edit this episode if the album came out, you know? Like,
do what you got
to
do.
That's top priority here, yeah. So, best case scenario, next week we're coming back to you and talking to you about how much we loved it. More realistically, we're coming back next week and saying, yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Tell you what, though. I'll tell you what we can tell them is going to happen.
Hmm?
Back to the State of the Shunion news.
Oh.
We're going to have a pre-order available soon.
Oh.
If you've been keeping an eye on the Instagram, you've been seeing some little teases, some little leaks and stuff. And my very much goal is to have the pre-order ready before the month is over. So maybe by the time you're listening to this episode, it's come out, or it's about to come out in a couple days, or it's about to come out a week from now. But with the project is ready, now we just got to work on the launch of it. And
yeah,
I'm getting excited. Mm-hmm. I'm getting lively over here. Mm-hmm. This is a big one. This is very easily the biggest sort of release of, other than like episode wise, this is the biggest release of something we've definitely ever done. So
yeah,
make sure you're following us on Instagram at Shoe Podcast. Check us out online at shoepodcast.com. Keep a keen eye. It's going to be there soon.
Yeah. I think this one is definite. I agree. This is a big one. I love everything, all of the other kind of projects that we've done, but I think this one will definitely, I think this one will reach further mm-hmm. than what we've done before. So very excited to see everyone's response to it. I think everyone will be very excited once they finally get a little taste of what we got cooking.
Warm it up. That's a 10.
No salt needed, baby. Perfectly seasoned.
Only Tony's.
Truth.
Yeah, always a pinch of Tony's at least. All right, that's our kitchen sink. Thanks for listening to another episode. Make sure to check us out online at shoepodcast.com and on Instagram at shoepodcast. I don't edit the episodes anymore, so that hard cut is staying in there, right Bam. There.
What you gonna
deal
do
with it, people? Wherever you listen to the show, make sure to leave that rating and review. We want to read them. Helps us know. Helps us grow. We're going to be back next week with a very predictable ham Sam for all of you out there. Work that appetite up. Get ready for it. It is coming. We got a couple things to talk about already. For this month, anyways. For next month, boy, it's always tough. We'll figure it out. Just like now, we'll figure it out as we go.
We'll throw something together. Come on now. You know us.
Tanner, before we wrap, I need your review of the week. What do the people need to know about?
I'm not sure if I reviewed this piece of technology before. I feel like I haven't, but I might have. So if it's a repeat, I apologize. I don't have a list of my reviews. I guess I could
separate,
go back.
A separate, separate Google Doc.
Yeah. This one, a bit of an expensive price point. So not as affordable as my reviews have been in the past. Whoa. but any type of smartwatch, definitely think if you're a tech savvy person, or if you are kind of on the go type thing, or work kind of in a more stricter office space, I think having a smartwatch is definitely a way to go. So I have an iPhone, so I have an Apple Watch. Being able to be in a session or be in a meeting and quickly just look down at my wrist when I get a text from my wife, just to see, is it just a fun, catchy little text, or is it like a, hey, you need to call me, we got to go get Jules. I can see real quick without making too much of a disturbance.
You got the Spotify notifications. You can see if the album has come out
Thank
yet.
You. Thank you. Come on. You're already seeing how it pays.
Exactly.
And I definitely was never a watch person before I got a smartwatch. But having the marry of the watch to my phone and be able to get alerts, you can respond like with the text with it, but it's not that great. But being able to see emails or texts kind of as they come in. And like I said, if you work in a more stricter office space, it's really good to just kind of look down at your wrist and get a little notification just to see how it is. So if you're a tech savvy person, or if you're a watch person, I think making the investment in whatever smartwatch is compatible with your phone, I think it is definitely worth the price point.
I will say, starting the episode with the energy of, I don't need to sell my shoes, that would only be like $400, and bookending on, you should get a smartwatch. I've got gears turning on the tax bracket right now that you're sitting in, and I'm like, okay.
Hey, you keep
the fact that you take the time out of your week to do this episode with me now says a lot about you.
Keep it quiet about the tech stuff, all right? Come on.
They're listening. They can hear us.
Fan is watching.
You know this line is tapped. All right. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of State of the Shunion. We'll be back next week with another one. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.